Okay, the boy side. We're up to Daf Tezvav. We're holding Yud Dalid Amid Beis, the last two lines. Although there are no two dots, you could insert two dots before Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, because we're starting a new sugya. As everybody knows, the typical lav is Mechayev Malkus. There are, of course, exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions is a lav hanitik la'asei. What means a lav hanitik la'asei? A Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the lav. Following the lav, there is an asei. The classic case the Gemara always brings is the case of noiser, where the Torah says, don't leave the carbon over beyond this man achila. What happens if you did? You have to go and burn it. Why does the Torah tell us right after the commission of the lav that you have to go and burn it? To tell you that if in fact you burned it, then you are off the hook vis-a-vis getting malchus. As Rashi explains the word lav hanitik la'asei, nitik means that it removes the onesh of the lav, that normally when a person does a lav, he deserves to get an onesh of malchus. By doing that asei, he's menatik, he uproots, he removes the malchus that normally would be in place for being over a lav. Lav hanitik la'asei is agreed to by everybody. That's not a shite. But our Gemara is going to talk about what happens if you find in the Torah not that the lav comes first and the asei comes second. What happens if the asei comes first and the lav comes second? Can you there also say the halacha that there is no din of malchus? And that's going to be a hot potato, and that's going to be a full discussion for today. So we start off Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Note, it's not Rabbi Yochanan saying himself, it's Rabbi Bar Bachana saying the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol loisase, shekod moy ese, a lav where the asei doesn't follow the lav, but rather the asei is prior to the lav, loiken olav, then there is a din of malchus. You're wondering cases, examples, mi'achim we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Amru loy. So there were some that went to Rabbi Yochanan directly, not to Rabbi Bar Chana. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, Amarta, what Rabbi Bar Chana said in your name, is that correct? Did you really say that? That loikin olav? Amalahu loy, no. And Rashi says, chozer boy. Not that Rabbi Bar Chana chas v'shalom was lying. That's what Rabbi Yochanan originally held. However, he no longer holds that way. He changed his mind. Now we want to know, why did he hold initially X? Why did he change his mind to say subsequently Y? Omer Rabba, so Rabba said, Hu alikim amra. Now this theoretically could be the same Rabba Bar Chana, but the Gemara is just quoting his name in brief without bringing the whole Bar Chana. Normally Rabba is Rabba Bar Nachmeni, but perhaps over here it's the same Rabba Bar Chana. Regardless, what did Rabba say? Hu alikim amra. Rabbi Yochanan originally said it. And not only that, Uksivu Tanina. He had no reason to go and change his mind, because we have a Befeirusha Posuk, and we have a Befeirusha Mishnah that support what Rabbi Yochanan said originally, that Loikin Olaf. Where is there a Posuk? Where is there a Mishnah? Ksiva. Shteitachem Posuk. Vishalchum en amachane. Kol tzrua v'chol zov v'chol tomei lo nefesh. Anybody that Chas Shalom is Tamei, if he's a Tzrua, means he's a Matzoira, if he's a Zav, he's a Tamei L'Nofesh that unfortunately he touched a mess, or he was Ma'al al a mess, etc. What happens to all these people? Bishalcha Menachna, send them out of the Machna. As to which Machna, you already quote Rashi, and Chumash tells us that each one has a different Machna. Matzoira is Meshulach, all Sholish Machnas, Zav only two Machnas, Tamei L'Nofesh one Machna. Anyway, but you got to send them away. And the next pasuk says, "Mizochar an nekeva teshalecho." Makes no difference a man or a woman. El michutz lamachane teshalchem, send them away. V'lo yitamo es machaneim asher ani shoychin besoychem. Don't let them stay within the machane because they're metame the machane by their presence. So what do I see from these two psukim? that the Torah first gives you the assay, Vishalach Manamachne, Shiksa Eros, evict them, and then there's the Lavali Tamas Machanem. Oh, which is exactly the case that Rabbi Bechonah, Rabbi Yechon is talking about, a lois essay, shekod moy assay. The essay came first, and then we have the lois essay. That's the pasuk. Now, what happens if Chas V'Sholem, a person who's Tomei, is Metame the Machda? For instance, a Tomei goes into the Beis HaMikdash. What's the loch of a person like that? Well, you don't have to go very far. As Barry just pointed out, we had in the Mishnah 2 days ago. And one of them is a person who is Tomei She'ochel HaSakoydish V'Habo El HaMikdash Tomei. He gets Malkus. Why does he get Malkus? After all, there's an assay over here. V'shalchem and HaMachaneh. Don't we have the halach of a lav hanitik lasei ein loikin olav? Is the charaya that that's only when the lav comes first and the assay comes second? But here we have the assay coming first, v'shalchem and HaMachaneh, and then we have the lav following. So that's the halacha of Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yechanan. Kaloi says Shekod may assay loikin olav. That's why it says in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, habola mikdash tamei. And therefore, what Rabbi Yechanan said originally, that was classic, pure Torah of the Heidegger Rabbi Yechanan. Thank you, my time called me. You gave such a beautiful example, such beautiful proof. So he was He was bothered by another parallel halacha, which the chayyim is also the same, meaning starts off with an assay, followed up by a lav, and there the consequences are different. What's the halacha with the disanya? Oines shegiresh. This is an oines. Oines means chas v'sholem, a man who never was ma'anis, a narab sula. Terrible, terrible thing. Vorshteit in the Torah. We're not focusing now on the mumminess inyan. We are focusing on, it says in the Torah, v'loisiyah li'isha li'yuchal shalcha kol yomov, that after Chas V'Sholem is ma'anis, a young lady, he is stuck with it. She can go and change her mind and say, I'm not interested. However, if the father and she are interested, v'loisiyah li'isha, he has to go and keep her for a wife. That v'loisiyah li'isha, of course, is an assay. It's not a loy mit an aleph, it's a loy mit avuv. Loy sil isha, he takes her as a wife. And after he takes her for a wife, he cannot send her away. He's not allowed to be megarisha. He's not allowed to be megarisha for the rest of it. Tarnished. So what do we have over here? We have a case of an asay, loy sil isha, and then we have the loy sil yuchal lishalcha. Now what happens, as the doctor is already proposing, what happens if Chas V'Sholem, he doesn't listen, and he did give a get, he is mevatel this lav, he's over on the lav. So what happens now? So l'choira, anytime you're over on a lav, there's a din of Malkus. Mm-hmm. Oh, but here there's an assay. Yeah, but here the assay comes before the lav, it doesn't come after the lav. Is an assay before the lav. Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kol lo yisase shekod my assay loikin olav. There's a din of malchus. Let's see. Look what the Braisa says. Oines shegirish. If he did give a get to his wife, to the former victim, the one that he was ma'anis, im Yisrael, who, if he happens to be Yisrael, machzir, he has to take her back. Even though he gave her a get, he has to take her back. The ain't a loike, and there is no din of malchus. There is no din of Malkus? Why is there no din of Malkus? He was over in a lav. Either it was an assay, but that was an assay that was prior to the loisese. Rabbi Yochanan said loikin olav. And we finish off the brayse. In koyin, what happens if he's a koyin? A koyin can't go and take her back because she's now a gerusha. Like, he does get Malkus because ve'ina machzir, he's not able to take her back. But again, zok yimara im Yisrael hu machzir ve'ina loike. Am I? Loisase, the loisase of Leyucha Lishalcha Kol Yomav, Shekon Mayase, there's an essay that precedes it of Veloisia Leisha. Who? Velilki said there should be a din of Malkus. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, I changed my mind because of that price, because the locha of Oines.
It's interesting that the Geosha is actually
far. What's up to you?
I'm sorry, go ahead. From the lay point of view, you need to go to a rabbi to get a get, supposedly.
Right.
So how can, who's going to do a get? Because the get in itself is not a valid document. Because
he didn't reveal to the rabbi all of the details. He just said, I'm married to this lady for 20 years. The rabbi assumed everything is fine. And she doesn't have to be present when the get is being written out.
Why is
the Gershon Chal? Because it's not an Isra of Karis or an Isra of Misa. This is just Yoivra Lav. Every time a person, when he eats Chas Hashanah, a piece of Chazer, he should drop dead on the spot. He's being Oivra Dvar Hashem. That's unfortunately or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, that's not the consequence. You're right. What should happen is this piece of paper should burn on the spot. As I gave this, it was up to the Kiddushin, which involves an Isser of Koris and Inyan of Misa, then according to Rabbi Kiva, not Chal. You're right. He was talking about a get. A get, Rabbi Kiva doesn't argue on. He only talks about a Kiddushin when a person is marrying a woman that's Osir to him, even though the Isser is only an Isser of a Lav. It's not an Isser of Koris, not an Isser of Misa, it's just Isser of Lav. It's still Chal. So if a Koyin marries a Grusha, terrible, terrible thing. According to us, he's Oiver Alav, but the Kiddushin is Chal. According to Rabbi Kiva, if he marries her, the Kiddushin is not Chal, because it's an Isser Lav by a Rais. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So I was up to Gemara yet. Amai lo yisesu shekod me esi hu v'lilki. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind, because it's obvious from that halacha of Oynes that in fact there is Malkis by a case of a loss, it's a right, there is no Malkis in a case of a loisis ishkod me esek. Now what the Gemara is going to try to do is defend kosha betayra oireach v'lakasha yesh makom po v'shulchan. It makes no difference, yikach kamaz man, in time to chal v'shevet po b'shananus v'tzvenu kavod gadol. Yeah. We're up to Omer Ula. Omer Ula. Berach po. Ken? Yesh lecha? It's Omer Ula. Daftes vav b'mer alef.
You don't have it.
Yeah, again, Omer Ula. Good. So Omer Ula is now trying to defend the original position of Rabbi Yochanan and to defend his halacha of Aloy says shekod me esel loykin olaf. It's Omer Ula. Says Ula, the reason why over there, by the case of the Oines, even though it was first an essay and after that a lav, and nevertheless we say that there is no din of Malkis, says Ula, because really that's also a lav hanitik la'asay. Well, how is that a lav hanitik la'asay? There is no asay after the lav, says Imara. Yes, there is an asay after the lav. And I'm going to import it from somewhere else. Omer Ula. Lo yoimer lo sili isha bi oines. By oines, a person's ma'anis anarab sula. We just said, shteitin toira lo sili isha. Says Ula, it was unnecessary to say this halacha. Because for like Moiti Shemra, I can go and bring a rai from Moiti Shemra. Moiti Shemra is talking about a person who married a woman normally, a regular marriage, and next morning or the next Monday or Thursday, he comes to bed and it says, Le'matzasi levitcha psulim. And then after that, we bring the father, and the father goes, Uporsu has a similar fnei zikni ear, and he proves that the husband, his idem, unfortunately, is a shakron. And what does the Torah say? Okay, you have to go and give the knas. We're not focusing on the mominess. But the Torah says over there, Lo yisir li'isha, lo yucha li'shalcha kol yomav. Same lashon. There too, by the Moitzi Shemra, this husband has to stay with the wife, and he cannot give her a get at any time for the rest of his life. Uma Moitzi Shemra shlo yosa maisa. The Moitzi Shemra didn't do a maisa, meaning the aveira that he did of being Moitzi Shemra was only a dibur. And even if you hold dibur is a kimas fasayim have a maisa, but it's still a shmacha maisa. It's not a major maisa with a capital mem. It's a kleina maisa. He spoke. Amar Rahman, what did the Torah say about this guy? Is oines where he did a maisa noira chas to shalom, a person's ma'anis, a yiddish a tochter, Rahman l'tzlan. Loi kolchkin is a chavad and a vada the din of loi sili isha should apply. And if that's the case, loma nemar, then why did the Torah have to repeat the words loi sili isha ba'oines? After all, I can learn it from the din of Moitzi Shemra. Emein inyi lefanov I don't need to tell you like see the Isha prior to the lav of Layucha L'shalcha. I could have learned that from Moiti Shemra. And therefore, since it's Ibrik, it's superfluous. Now let's put the Laisi L'isha, which physically is in the Torah, before the words Layucha L'shalcha, let's now export it and put it after the words Layucha L'shalcha. What? Shem Giresh. That if Chas Shalom, he gives her a get. Yasser, he has to go and take her back. And so therefore what the Gemara is doing is, what Ula is doing is, he's now taking what appears on the surface to be a lav shekodmoy essay, that the essay came first, and because loisi leisha is superfluous, because we could have learned it from Moitzi Shemra, we're now taking it and we are pushing some sort of button on the computer, lifting up those words, cutting them, and then repasting them after layucha leshalcha. So now it's a lav before the asay, which is a lav hanitik la'asay. And therefore, now I have manufactured, based on the extra words, like seal isha, a lav hanitik la'asay. No, a lav hanitik la'asay. Everybody agrees. Ain loikin olav. So therefore, says Ula the kasha from Oynis and Nish kakasha. Freiti Yamara. Vakati, how do you say that, Ula? Oynis Moiti Shema loy gomar. You can't learn Oynis Moiti Shema, Zatke ben Zakizint. The Ikalifa, because we can go and ask, Malu Moiti Shema shekin loykul mishalem. Moiti Shema is very, very unique. In which way it's unique? Kol atayra kula, we know that there's a din of Kedei Rishosim and Mispar, Vishul Risha Achat Atamachayvay, Diatamachayvay Shnei Rishiyos. You cannot go and give a double punishment. By Moiti Shema, the Torah is Dr. Befeirish that there's a double punishment, because the passage says, V'yisru Oysai. V'yisru Oysai means give Malkis. V'onshu Oysai Meya Kasef. And he has to go and pay. So you see, the Moiti Shema is unique, special. And that's why the Torah says, I have something else which is special. Not only Loike Mishalim, but Loisiya Leisha. Masha Enkin, since Oynis doesn't have this din of Loike Mishalim, maybe there is no din of Loisiya Leisha. So you wanted to bring a Kalba Choyme from Moiti Shemra. Matach Moiti Shemra. Loi Osa Maisa. Zok the Torah of Loisiya Leisha. Oynis, where there was an Oisa Maisa, Avad Loisiya Leisha. So do you want to know? I have a Pirch on the Kalba Choyme. He goes, maybe the reason why Moiti Shema there's a din of Loisiya Leisha because it's so chomor shekein loike mishalem. So Gemara agrees with that, and Gemara says, good, I start again. Nochmul Ula. El yoyma Loisiya Leisha Moiti Shemra. I don't need the Loisiya Leisha Moiti Shemra of a league mummy oinus that I can learn it from oinus. How can I learn it from oinus? Umadach oinus ain't a loike mishalem. We just established that oinus is like your typical Aveda, that there is no din of double loike umishalim. There's only one. Omer Achmon, the Torah says, Veloy see the Isha, that there's a din that he has to go and take her for a wife. Moiti Shemra, where there's a din of loike umishalim, loikoshkin rachamada should be din of Veloy see the Isha. Veloma nema oibazoi vushtetach, Veloy see the Isha in the Pasik. And my English, Moiti Shemra, I don't need it for Moiti Shemra because I just learned it for a Kal Vachoymer from Oinus. Tene inili Oinus. Now let's throw the words Loisiya Leisha from the Parsha Moiti Shemra and let's export them to the Parsha of Oinus. But the problem is Oinus already has the words Loisiya Leisha. It says, I don't need it prior to the lav. You don't need Loisiya Leisha since I have it already on the spot. So what am I going to do with the Loisiya Leisha that I'm importing from Moiti Shemra? Then in the Akrav. And therefore now, I manufacture a situation of a lav hanitik la'asei, which on the surface doesn't exist, but by exporting the words v'loisiya le'isha from Moiti Shemra to Oynis, now not only is it a lav shekod mayasei, it's a lav ulto shenitik la'asei.
We need v'loisiya le'isha by Moiti Shemra to say that he actually get married. Without that, you think maybe...
We'll talk about that shortly. So, Gemara Moiti Shemra mi Oynis nami loy gomar. Just like you said, you cannot go and learn Oynis from Moiti Shemra. Why can't you learn Oynis from Moiti Shemra? Because Moiti Shemra has a halacha of loy kil mishalim shkoyach, and Oynis does not. not. That's why I can't learn Oynis from Moiti Shema. Says Imar, I cannot learn Moiti Shema from Oynis for the reason that I gave before. The Iklam Ifrach. You know the reason why by Oynis there's a din of Loisili Isha. Mal Oynis Shekin Osa Maisa. Mash Enki Moiti Shema was Bedibur Bi Alma. So I can't learn the Kal V'Chaymer either direction. Either Oynis from Moiti Shema or Moiti Shema from Oynis. So Timara Ella, I have a new way of dashning, says Ula. Ella Yoima Loisili Isha Moiti Shema. Leave it out. Why? This is what Barry was mentioning a moment ago. Shari Ishtahi. You don't have to say Loisili Isha. They already got married yesterday in holy matrimony by one of the chief rabbis, the chief rabbi of Kishken Halash. He officiated. Of course they're husband and wife. He could stand on his head and say, I'm not happy, Vosven. Makes no difference. Loisili Isha, they're married. Shari Ishtahi. Gesundheit. All the Torah has to go and say is Loyichal Shalcha. You can't send her away. But you can't say Loisil Yisha the Chadova Pasha. They're married. Lo Manem Oybazoy Vushteitach Loisil Yisha. Im Ein Inyan LeMoitzi Shema. I don't need it because they're married. So I don't need Loisil Yisha. Again, it's an Inyan LeOynis. Im Ein Inyan LeFanav. It's an Inyan LeAcharav. Ah, so again by Oynis now I have a second Loisil Yisha to make it not only a lav shekod mayase, but also a lav hanitik lase, lav hanitik lase, ain loikin olav, there's no din of malchus. Faitima, 1 second. The ema, the ema inyan the fun of the mighty shamra, to know inyan the achrab, di day the loiloki. Why do you automatically jump to conclusions and say, since Loisil Yisha, in the case of Moiti Shemra, is unnecessary. Why? Because Chadova Poshet, they're married already. Oh, so since it becomes extra, let's export it to Oynis. Wait 1 second. Moiti Shemra itself could use the Veloisia Li'isha Li'achrav to go and tell you that what happens if this Chevraman, unfortunately Cholil V'chas, does not listen to the Heilige Torah, and he gives a get to his wife, what happens then? Dr. Toira, Veloisia Li'isha Li'acharov, it's a lav hanitik lase, ain't loikin olav, in Li'acharov, di de loiloki. So I still don't have a makar legabe oinis. That's fine. You're right. Instead of taking the Loisia Li'isha, throwing it from Moiti Shemra to oinis, leave it by Moiti Shemra. However, we also see oinis v'gom minei, and we'll now learn oinis from the din of Moiti Shemra. How are we going to learn it? From my gom minei. How? Iba kal v'chaymer, iba mamatzina. The only two ways that we can think of is either a kal v'chaymer, ma dach Moiti Shemra zicher oinis, or mamatzina. Just like I find by Moiti Shemra, the same mistama, the same thing also applies to oinis. And then we have the old kashas that we asked already a couple of times. The reason why the Torah says by Moiti Shemra, the reason why by Moiti Shemra there is no din of Malkus, if I have the Loisia Li'isha after the Achrav, right? I've taken Loisia Li'isha, which is Lafana, which is unnecessary, because he's married to her. So I exported it and I placed it after the Yuchal Shalcha, and now I say it's a lav and nitik lase, and therefore that's why it's potemi malchus. Maybe the reason why it's potemi malchus is not because of all the importing or exporting, or maybe even is nidhi importing or exporting. But the ikar is shekein losa maisa. After everything is said and done, what did this Moiti Shemra person do? He said terrible, terrible dibur, but he didn't do a maisa, and that's why the Torah says okay. Keep her as a wife, no malchus. But the oinus fellow, who chas shalom is such a bandit, he was ma'anas a yiddish tochter. So maybe over there I would say, even if he wants to go and keep her, nevertheless, if he gives her a get, we should go and give him malchus for the terrible thing that he did. So, regardless of whether you want to learn with the Kav Choymer, you want to learn with the Mamatzinu, Lamaisi cannot go and learn one from the other, because Moiti Shemra, L'choyra, is so much more Chomer, that even though Le'osa Maisa, the Torah says, therefore that there is no din of Malkus, Mashenkin, the Gabi, the case of Oynis, where Le'osa Maisa, maybe there should be a din of Malkus after all. So we're back to square one. How do I know what's the reason why by Oynis and Yisrael who machzer ve'ein aloike l'chayri should go and get Malkis according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says kol lo yises shekod me'asei loikin olaf. Elam Rava, therefore Rava gives the final teretz on this shaila, on this kasha, and he says it's very simple. Rabbi say kol yomav bi'amoid v'achzer. Chank Yos Rabin Om Rabbi Yochanan Taka Arab Yochanan Kol Yomo Bi Amud VaHachzer. What does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is that until now we assumed by Oynis alone, put aside Moiti Shema, by Oynis alone I only have an Asay of Loi Sili Isha, then I have a Loi Sese of Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomov, Zoktach the Gemara, Maz Bir Rashi, that Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomov. You have to divide into two separate statements. Leyucha v'shalcha, comma, semicolon, kol yomav. What does he want me to say? The Torah could simply have said leyucha v'shalcha. He's not allowed to send it away. What do you have to add kol yomav for? But what's the kol yomav? Zoktach Rashi, the kol yomav comes to tell you that on the original assay that we said loy siyali isha, not just for a day, for a week, for a month. But they have to be together for the rest of their lives. And therefore, the Kol Yomav at the end of Liyuchal Eshalcha, Kol Yomav, is Bimkoim and Asay. What happens is now the Asay of that, the Asay prior to the Lav, we're now using both for prior to the Lav and after the Lav. That in of Lo Yisil Isha, keep it for a wife, is not only prior to the Lav of Lo Yuchal Shalcha, but even if Shalcha, if Chas Shalom, gives her a get, come back Lo Yisil Isha, because Kol Yomav Be'amoid V'Hachseko, he has to constantly take her back. If he gives her 100 gittin, he has to do another 100 Maisa Kedushin to go and take her back every single time. You can ask even up to 3 questions.
How can you have Bechal Chalus Gerushin? When you have an asir against you, who's giving the gerushin? What about the bezdin in the story?
Before you arrived on the scene, a number of people asked the same question.
Okay.
Excellent question. Person chas v'shalom is uiver alav. It's a terrible, terrible thing. However, that doesn't mean that it's not effective. We said chas v'shalom, a person eats a piece of chazer. On the spot, as he's eating the piece of chazer, the person chas v'shalom, he should choke and he should die. But Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. You want to be over the lav, you're over the lav, and then you'll get your malchus later on. You'll get your punishment. If a person goes and is over the din of liyuchal l'shalcha, he's not allowed to give her a get, but the get is not ineffective. It's not that the get is a...
Who gives the get? His bezdin.
He went to a bezdin or to Ruv, and he told the Ruv, I've been married for 20 years to this lady, and now we don't see eye to eye. I want a get. Okay, you're married 20 years, he gives her a get and finish.
You basically think the bezin doesn't know.
It doesn't know. If it would be a good bezin, the bezin shouldn't allow for him to go and write out such a get.
Is it possible to say that the chiddush...
It's not so simple. We'll get back to Mr. Sechsa's Gittin, we'll talk about you have to have to wait and you have to have 3 dayonim.
Is it possible to say that the chiddush of Rava Kol Yomav Be'Erzer means that it's mevate the possibility to megarish or
to... It doesn't sound like that. Let's look at the Rashi El Omer Rava. If you look at Rashi, 6 lines before the white lines. El Omer Rava. It is a lav shenitik la'aseihu. Where is the subsequent asay? The amakra. It says in the pasuk, kol yomav la'yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. We have a little michtav. You don't need the words kol yomav. La'yuchal l'shalcha. My kol yomav. Hachik amar. Lo'itehei b'shiluchea kol yomav. It shouldn't be a permanent shiluchim. Ella, as soon as he gives her the get, Yachzeren, he should take her back immediately. That's shot in the pasuk of Kol Yomav. So now Rashi says, "V'lo yisili isha," even though the words "v'lo yisili isha" precede the leyuchal eshalcha. However, im shalcha, "v'lo yisili isha lo shiluchel leKol Yomav." So we're now taking "v'lo yisili isha." In a sense, we are duplicating it. There's a loy sili isha before he gives her a get, and if Chas v'Shalom gave her a get, loy sili isha returns on the scene. You know why? Because Kol Yomav, for the rest of his life, he has to constantly take her back and take her back and take her back. So therefore, it's as if the loy sili isha is written twice: once before leyuchal eshalcha, and written a second time Kol Yomav. This is Kol Yomav. Loy sili isha Kol Yomav. The rest of his life, he has to keep on taking her back. Is the halava nitik lasei? ain loikin olav, and that's the final pshat of Rabba Tzifa Emferin, the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the price. And even Rabbi Yochanan himself subsequently agreed to this pshat of Rabba, because Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol yom b'hach le'amo yivahachse." What's up there?
So the chiddush Torah of the kochach amot ve'azer is like the Torah could have said, "There is no chalus gerushin." The Torah doesn't say that. You make garish, but every time you make garish, you have to come.
Exactly right. We'll give panosa for the rabbanim, for the dayanim, for the masadri kiddushin. Exactly right. Zogdi moravaita. Yeah, sure, no problem. Thank you for joining us, even for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, yay, the minute. Ah, it's the Chayyidig Atayra. Bruch Avat Slucha Zaki Bechtu. Omri Rapapa L'Rama. V'haloidami lav ilalav dechasima. So, Rabbi said, where are we now? We have now, Baruch Hashem, entered the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, anytime you have a loy sesa, where the essay precedes the loy sesa, like in Olav, we ask why by Oynes 10 we have a loy sesa which is preceded by the essa. Why do we say that there is no Malkus? Because we've now extended the loy sili isha, and we've made it both a preceding and a succeeding essay. Why? Because of the kol yomav. Is the chalav in the class, eh? Ain like an olav zayiget. Amle the popular rava. V'loydami lavi lav the chasima. This kasha of Rapapa is not addressing what we've been discussing until now. It goes directly to Rabbi Yochanan's first halacha. Rabbi Yochanan says, anytime you have a loy, it should cost me essay like an olav. It's not similar to the lav the chasima. What does it mean the lav the chasima? This chasima doesn't mean from the ksiva v'chasima toive. This chasima is from the din of loy sachsim shor bedishai. What does it have to do with our gemara? We're not talking about a shor. We're not talking about muzzling shvarim. However, when you look at the parish of Malkus in the Torah, where the Torah says you give a person Malkus, the next pasuk talks about loy sachsim shor bedishai. So therefore, Chazal learned a hekish that when is there a din of Malkus if it's similar to the classic case of a lav of loy sachsim. Now, the din of loy sachsim, there is no assay affiliated with loy sachsim. It's just don't muzzle the animal, period. Here in our case, a loy says a shekod me assay, there's a new ingredient in this picture, and therefore maybe that should change the halacha, and it shouldn't be malchus, maybe there shouldn't be a din of malchus. Amalei, so you say, Mishin Yekosabir, Achmana, assay Yeseira, Megra Gora. The Torah is telling you not only there's a din of a lav, there's also kodmei asay, such as the case of Yishalchem and Amachna v'leitam was Machaneim. Does that make it worse? It only strengthens it. If anything, there's a greater reason that there should be now Malkus, because not only is being over on the loisasa, he's being over on the asay as well. So therefore, I don't understand your kasha, mi gregor. So kimoi hachi lavshin nitikol asay nami leima mishin nikasu mei rachmana asay yiseira mi gregor. Why don't you say the same thing malav and nitikol asay? You have a lav and you have an asay. Okay, you have the asay. Potter, you don't have to go and give Malkus. Why not? Chalam et rasei, you should give him two times Malkus. He's such a bad guy. That's to go and remove the lav. The whole reason why the Torah succeeds the lav with an asei is to tell you, you want to have a tikkun for this lav, don't give him pech, but rather let him be Mekayim the Asay. But of course that only makes it a Svara, you have a Lav and Nitik Lassay, and not if it's an Asay, Shekod Moi Lelav.
The Lai Sachsoy will be removed from the Lav. Why isn't he Mekayim the
Lav? Because the Torah doesn't give us that Eitz Torah. You're right. The Torah could have said, you want to be Mekayim Lai Sachsoy, take off the muzzle. If the Torah would have told us that, then the person wouldn't get Malkus, because then the person... Exactly. Since the Torah didn't say that, the Torah is telling you, even if you take off the muzzle, the gittim non andrasik pech side by side, you still give him Malkus nevertheless. Good. Now from here, Rabbeisai, till the end of this sugya, this is the very famous sugya, bitloi, kaimai, v'loi kaimai. It requires a very good focus on the details and a lot of attention, because it's not easy to chaf exactly bitlik, loy bitlik. At least I'm saying that for myself. For the choshev oilem, I'm sure it's much easier. But it's a very, very challenging, Indian, a challenging sugya. But in Yat Hashem, we're going to meet up to that challenge. Says Yomar Nichol Amand Yoma. This whole shtickle Torah that we just said now, that Kol Yoma Bamoy V'Hachzer Koi, that works very, very well. Hanichol Amand Yoma Bitla V'Loi Bitla. If you're going to learn the words Bitla V'Loi Bitla, El Amand Yoma Kaim V'Loi Kaim V'Mai Yikol Amay, you're going to say Kaim V'Loi Kaim V'Mai. What are you talking about? Now, what is the Gemara talking about? Bitla V'Loi Bitla Kaim V'Loi Kaim. So let's go and just go to the Amud Beis for a short moment, and we're going to come back to the Amud Aleph shortly. If you go down to the third line on the Amud Beis, we have a quote of a Tana learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan is repeating a Braisa. The Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Kol mitzvus loisese sheyesh ba kum asay. You have a loisese which is followed by an asay. In other words, a lav hanitik lasay. Kiyam asay sheba potur. If the person was makayim the asay, then he's potur from getting malchus. For instance, let's talk about the case of noiser. Person, the Torah says, "Banoiser minim a boiker, pe'esh tisroifu." Go and do the burning. Kiyam asay, if he's makayim that asay, he's potur from malchus. When I'm zbitul asay, no, I don't believe in burning anything. I'm not going to get involved. Then people ask a shabbat chayiv. Then he does get malchus. So in other words, the din of lav and nikla say doesn't mean that there is no malchus at all. It's just you don't typically give him malchus because we give him the easier remedy, and the remedy is go and burn the noiser. No, I'm not going to burn the noiser. You can stand on your head. Oh, I was right. And you go and give him the
malchus.
If you want, you can call it that. But the reason why you're getting the bench is on the original lab, where the Torah says, I have another remedy for you, go and burn it. But if I don't want to burn it, okay, give him a bench.
How much time does he have to burn it?
We're going to talk about that in a moment.
2 or 3 days.
The question you're asking is an excellent question. That's what we're going to address right now. So now, the Gemara is initially puzzled by the lashon of the Braisa. Because the Braisa says, Kiyam Esei Sheba Potter, Bitul Esei Sheba is Chayv. Amar Leis Rabbi Yochanan said to his Talmud, Maika Amris, what did you say now? L'chayr, what you said is not symmetrically consistent. In which respect? Because he said, Kiyam Potter. How do we start off? Kiyam Esei Sheba, he's Potter. Now what's the reverse? Not bitul asay sheba, but loy kiyem chayiv. In other words, the opposite of being makayim, of fulfilling a mitzvah, is not that you are mevatel a mitzvah, that you're nullifying a mitzvah. The opposite is that you are not makayim the mitzvah. You're makayim it, potter. You're not makayim it, you're chayiv. So freik to the Gemara, Zot Rabbi Yochanan, Mike Amris, what did you say? If you said initially, kiyem potter, that's good. Then in the Sefer, don't say bitul esei sheba, just say loikiyam. If he was not mekayim the esei, then he's chayiv. If you like the word bitel, also good. And therefore, say at the end of the braisa, bitel if he's mevatel the esei, chayiv. But loy bitel if he's not mevatel the esei, then he's potter. So don't go and say kiyam esei sheba, he's potter. Bitel, he's chayiv. Go and say, Loi bitel is potter, bitel is chayv. So, make up your mind. And therefore, said Rabbi Yochanan to his Talmud, Tani, learn in the Braisa, bitloi, the loi bitloi. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, say, kaimai veloi kaimai. What is this all about? Now that we've gone through the Braisa, we go back to the Amud Beis. I'm sorry, go back to the Amud Aleph. And therefore says the Mahanichal Mandiyam, according to the Mandiyam on the Amud Beis, that was explaining that Braisa, which is bitloi veloi bitloi, then it works out nicely. El Mandiyam, kaim veloi kaimoi, my ikonoima, this teret that Rava just gave, l'choyda doesn't work. Now, what are we talking about? What we're talking about is, again, a person, chas v'shalom, was ma'anis, einar absolut. Veloisi leisha, and he married her. The Torah says, "Liyuchol shalcha, you're not allowed to give a get. Kol yomav, for the rest of his life, he has to keep on taking her back for a wife, even 100 times. Aha, yishok the Gemara. That's very good. If I hold bitloi veloi bitloi, bitloi veloi bitloi means that if he is mevatel this asay of going and taking her back." And loy bit loy if he's not mevatel the assay. And since this person has his whole life, for the rest of the life he can always go, and he won't be mevatel the aseh. Because even if he doesn't do it today, he could do it tomorrow. Called Yomov Ba'amoid V'Hachzer Koy. Let's finish the whole thought. We'll say the Rashi, and then we'll see if you still have a question. Kaim of Aloy Kaim means we give him the opportunity to go and be Mekayim the Aseh. Rashi says very graphically, he comes to Bezin after he gave a get. The wife says, or the former wife says, hey, he gave me a get against the law. Leishucha leshalcha. Oh, I didn't know that. Bezin says to Mister, do you want to give her a get? Sorry, do you want to take her back? Leisil the Isha. If he says yes, go and take her back. No problem. No! Give him Malkus on this hut. That's the kavana of Kaima Veloy Kaima. This addresses a little bit of what Mr. Friedlander was asking earlier. How much time we give him, according to the Kaima Veloy Kaima, according to this man, the Amar, we go and force him on the spot to take her back. You don't want to? We give you Malkus immediately. No time period. Maybe we give him the next day. He can go and get a nice suit and she can get a nice gown. But it's got to be a reasonable period of time where he agrees to go and take her back. If not, we go and give him Malkus immediately. Mashenkin bitvaloi bitloi, the only time he would go and get the Malkus is if he's mevatel this mitzvah asay, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. That's just einay mekayim. How is he mevatel mitzvah asay? Says Rashi, the only case is going to be where a person makes a shvua she'ein lo hatara. For instance, a shvua al das rabim, b'fnei rabim. He takes together a group of 1,000 people and he says, Rabbi Isai, you hear what I'm making? I'm making a shvua li'oil mei oilamim in the name of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, al das rabim, al das the kol, al das the bezdin. I am making a shvua which is irrevocable. I'm never, ever going to take her back.
You cannot make a shvua. It's never the failure.
Mitchell, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But that's the case that Rashi speaks about, that such a case he would be mevatel yasei. Once he's mevatel yasei, then we're going to go and give him, Petra, going to give him Malkus. But until that point, he can always be mekayim the yasei. He won't do it today, do it tomorrow, do it the next day. He'll do it in a month or in a year from now. So let's go and look quickly at the Rashi. Rashi is a fascinating Rashi. 7 lines from the bottom. Ho nicha leman de toni bitli veloi bitli. Elman the Tony Kaima Vloy Kaima my Ikalmain. Hodi Amris Kol Yomov the Amoid Vahasir Koi, and that as a result, Asiyosoi Lav Shinitik Lase, you have now manufactured, you've created a Lav Nitik Lase because you're saying Kol Yomah Mamoy Vahasir Koi. And now you've expanded the period of time being Kaim this Asay for the rest of his life. That we said at the top of the Omid, by the Oynus, that if he gave her a get Giresh, he can be Machzer without having Malkus. As long as he can go and say with a straight face, I will eventually take her back. Ain't Bezin Malkus, I say. Then Bezin can't give him Malkus. Because he doesn't have to go and take her back today. He'll take her back next week, next month, next year. Kol Yomov, his entire life, is that's the bitl beloy bitloy. And now Rashi throws in a very, very fascinating point, which is really not necessary for this point of the Gemara, but we need it for the next Shikl Gemara that we're going to learn. Shalav toli bebitlo asay. The lav that he was oivel yuchel shalcha, that is dependent on, conditioned upon the bitl asay. The in enigma, you know when that lav is finally finished. Achivatel es asay biodayim bitl oilam. When he's mavatel the asay, that it's impossible ever to be mekayim the asay. Shir yuchel iskayim oid. Except for that case where he makes as a bitl oilam, he always has a takana b'chazara. Shem avatlus asay. Ellen K. So what's the case of the bitl? Ma'adirish loy tehanim imenu neidish shein loy hafara kila kamon. Chayyim say neidish shein loy hatara. The Gemara, as you know, is not so particular. So therefore, he makes such a type of neidir that you cannot be matir under any circumstance. What did Rashi say until now? According to that man, the Amar bitloy veloy bitloy, since, with the exception of the case where he makes this neder she'en lehatarav, he always has the chiyuv of being machzer. And if he doesn't take it back today, he can take it back tomorrow, and next month, and next year, next 50 years, until he passes on and away from this world. And therefore, he will never get malchus. Because kol yomov, the Torah tells you, ba'amoyd v'achsekoi, has this chiyuv, this obligation to go and take her back. So therefore, I never get to the bittul of the asay, unless he makes a neder she'en lehatarav. Since I didn't get to the bittul, this mitzvah still applies. It's a lav hanitik la'asay, no malchus. However, Amar d'tani, kaimis asay potter, loy kaimi chayim, that's the second, the kaim of loy kaimoy, she'asay tikuni shalavu, the purpose of the asay is to be metakin alav, vein alav toli bebittul or asay. Oh, this is the flip side of the coin. In this case, the lav has nothing to do with the assay. The lav is the lav is the lav, regardless of whatever happens to the assay. Shemishor she'over lav nigmar. As soon as he gives her the get, he's over on the lav. Aval assay nitl lakor hamalkus. The assay is given to take away not the lav or to strengthen the lav, but only to remove the malkus. Look, she'over the bezdin. Or yekayim or assay viyipotter. Or yoke. If he's going to come to bezdin, the bezdin is going to say, mister, you have two choices. Either take her back now, or you get malchus. Then you cannot go and say, the rest of his life he can go, if he doesn't accept the ultimatum of Bezin, go and marry her back immediately, you're cool. They're going to give him malchus on the spot. So you can't go and say, well, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next month. I can always be mekayim it. So bottom line is what Rashi is telling us is, in encapsulated form, what was the teretz of Rava? Teretz of Rava was, the reason why I don't have a lav shekodmei essay issue, but I have a lav shenitik la'asei situation, is because since it says l'yichol shalchol kol yomov, that kol yomov takes the lo'isil isha and places it after the commission of the lav, so now it's now a lav hanitik la'asei. What's the lav hanitik la'asei? You gave a get. Hamoyvach said, take her back. Once you take her back, we're done. No malchus. You don't want to take her back today, you'll take her next day. You can take her next week, next month, next year. Kol yomov, that's the word that you call the shalchol. Kol yomov, hamoyvach said, for the rest of his life, he can go and take her back. If you hold bitloy means that under normal circumstances, with the only exception of making this neder she'en lehatarav, but otherwise, he can always, and he always has to take her back. So therefore, loy bitloy es ha'asei, if he wasn't mevatel the asei, keep on taking her back, you always have that. That's very good, the pshat, why we said there's no malchus. But if you hold kaimoy veloy kaimoy, kaimoy means you don't get 100 different opportunities next week and next year and next month. What you have to do is you have to do it on the spot. You do it on the spot, it's good. You don't do it on the spot, we give you malchus immediately. So you don't have this leisure of kol yomav ba'amoyd ba'hachzer koi. So therefore, l'choyin the pshat of the Gemara, hanich l'madiyam a bitloy, where you give him this expansive opportunity to take her back, kol yomav. That works. But l'madiyam a kaim v'loy kaim a maik l'meimah. What are you going to do according to the mandiyam that holds kaim v'loy kaim, where you have to do it now, not later on. You don't have the kol yomav ba'amoyd ba'hachzer koi. How are you going to end for Arkasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the case of Oynes? On to the Amid Reis and for the Gemara. Midu time Rabbi Yochanan. The whole kasha that we have is Rabbi Yochanan. That's how we started off today's Gemara. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. The whole kasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Then what was the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan normally holds a lav shekod my asay like in olive. Why by Oynes, if he took her back, is there no din of malchus? After all, it's not a navalitik lasse, it's a lav shekot me yase. So we said, no, it is a lav anitik lasse. You know why? Because kol yoma b'moy b'achse koi. Ah, that's all according to Rabbi Yochanan. Omel Rabbi Yochanan, utana t'ni bitloy chayiv, loy bitloy potter. That's taka Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasei. Rabbi Yochanan, when he questioned his Talmud, he told him, mister, don't say kayim and bitel, say either bitel v'loy bitel, Or kaim v'loy kaim. What taka did he tell him? He told him tani, learn. What we said already before. The Torah is a lav, and subsequently there is an asay, a lav shenitig v'asay. Now it should say loy kiyem asay sheba, but it doesn't say that. It says bitel asay sheba is chayv. Is Amr Leis Rabbi Yechon said, make up your mind. Mike Amris, Kiyem Potter, then it should say, Loi Kiyem Chayv. You like the word Bitel, so write Bitel Chayv, Loi Bitel Potter. But don't go and mix and match Kiyem and Bitel. And therefore, Tani, learn Bitel of Loi Bitel, like we just said. Rabbi Shimon Lakash Aymer, Kaim of Loi Kaimer. Aha. So therefore, Lishitasai, this works out very well later, Bi'ochanan. Since he holds bitle v'loy bitle, see, he holds that this is a lav hanitik lasei, kol yoma ba'amoid b'hasekoi. So there's no kashin of Bi'ochanan, how he said initially that a lav shekot me asei loikin alav. In the case of oynis, ain't loikin alav, because that's a case of a lav hanitik lasei, not only a lav shekot me asei. What's the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? When you give hasra to a person that's about to commission a lav shenitik la'aseh. In other words, our case over here of, if we want to go and apply to the case of Noiser, maybe it makes it a little bit easier. The person starting to get late, he's soon going to be over the din of Noiser, and we tell him, Mister, make sure loisisiru mi menu ad boiker. Don't leave it over until the morning. Aha. Okay. What happens if he doesn't listen? He can say, Raboisai, I got time. I can go and do it in 5 minutes from now. I can do it an hour from now. Moreover, even if I'm taka over on the iser of noiser and I leave it ad boiker, I have another aitza. I can always go and burn it. Yeah, but what happens if you don't burn it? Then you're going to get Malkus. Yeah, but maybe I will burn it, and I won't get Malkus. So therefore, the Hasra at the time of the commission of the Lav, that he's allowing time to pass on without eating the carbon, even if he says defiantly, I intend leaving this carbon over until it becomes noiser, can I give him Malkus on that? No. Why? Because maybe subsequently he's going to go and burn it. A lav and the say that assay will remove the stain of the lav and he won't be able to give milk. Yeah, but maybe not. Maybe he's such a defined person he's not going to burn it either. Maybe yes, maybe not. That's asra safek. And therefore the Gemara says the same thing over here by the liyuchal ishalcha kol yomot. When you scream at this fellow and say, you're not allowed to go and give that get to your wife. And if you do, you're going to be over on an issur. You're going to be over on leyuchal ishalcha. Can I go and give him pech or not? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot go and give him pech. Why not? Because this hasra'a is, even though it's a din of hasra'a safik, why is it hasra'a safik? Because this hasra, I don't know what's going to happen subsequently. Is he going to go and take her back? Then there won't be malchus. If he won't take her back, and especially if he goes and makes a neder not to take her back, then there will be malchus. So at the time of his giving of the get, I don't know what's going to happen. So that's hasra safek. That's the machloket in my commitment. Hasra safek.
This is nosar in Gerushin. Nosar is in his power to burn the nosar whenever he wishes. In the case of the Gerushin, she may say, enough, I don't want to be married to him again. I want to go back to him. She's not a piece of meat. She has a will and
you could ask that in the whole sugya. That's not just over here.
No,
from the very beginning.
It's nosar is an inanimate object. You can just burn it.
That's for sure. A lot of mitzvahs say the Torah only commands him to go and do what he can do. If he says, I'm prepared to go and take you back, he has done what he has to do. If she says, I refuse...
No, he hasn't taken her back. He's divorced her, and now he can't... It's like if she passes away, he divorces her, and now she passes away. It's an irremediable situation. He can't take her back because she's no longer alive, and he's high malchus because he committed a crime.
But as long as she's alive, she has the right of refusal.
So right,
she
refuses it's beyond
his control. That's his point.
So it's not, they're not parallel cases. In case of no sir.
The question you're asking is a good question, but really this is, you know, we're okay. 50 minutes into the sugya.
Okay.
And at the initial point of lav and nitik, let's say you can go and say these two lav are not the same. Because in the case of noiser, it's be yodav to go and burn it. In the case of the yuchal shalcha, that lo yisili, she should go and take her back. It's up to her. She may not want to. It's a 50-50 situation. And the answer is that he has to do what he is, has in his power to do. The case of the Noiser also could have fallen off a cliff and it's impossible for him to go and burn. Or it could have now become rotted to the point where it's no longer a piece of flesh in the mitzvah of the
Raven could have snatched it away.
Raven could have come. And the point is, he can do what only he can do. He can't do more than that. So now getting back to our Gemara, saying, Mar says, Basra Sofik Kamepagi. Mar Sova Hasra Sofik Shmo Hasra. Even though I don't know what he's going to do the assay later on, but nevertheless, it's still a good Hasra. Mar Sova Hasra Sofik Loi Shmo Hasra. Now, when the person is doing the Aveira of the Leyucha Leshalcha, of going and giving the get, what's the Hasra of Sofik? Don't do it, you're going to be over. This is where we get into that Rashi in the Amud Aleph, where the Rashi said, and we're going to see the Rashi again over here, that according to Maniyama holds bitloi, v'loi bitloi, the lav is only completed when he is mevatel the asay to smithereens by saying, I'm never going to take her back, al das rab, it's a nedish in the Torah. That's the case of that he's going to be over forever and ever. Mm-hmm. However, that's the case, and now the lav is completed. Remember, Rashi said in the Amud Aleph, it's only when he's mavatli essay then the lav becomes complete. Since it becomes complete, you can go and give him hasra on such a lav. The only thing is, but I don't know what's going to happen. Is he going to be mavatli essay? Is he not going to be mavatli essay? That's hasra sofik. Mashenkin loit resh lokish, that holds it's a case of kaimoy veloy kaimoy. Rashi said before in the Amud Aleph, and Rashi says again over here, the lav, as soon as you commit the lav, it's over, it's finished. The only reason why the Torah told you of Loisili Asia, you can go and take her back, that's to be menatic, the malchus from this lav. But the lav is complete. There's nothing more to talk about. And so therefore, if you tell him, mister, don't give her a get, otherwise you're going to be lav in the Torah, that's not Hasra Sofik anymore, that would already be a full-fledged Hasra. In the Rashi, first wide line, Rabbi Yochanan Sav Hasra Sofik Shmo Hasra, the Avagav, the chol loises a shenitik laasei lidvarav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, hasra safiki shari kisha oiver al alav tzorach lahasra ispo, you have to give masra vu omar, and he could say shigmar halav bebitul laasei toloi, that the lav will only be complete when I mevatel the asei by making a neder never ever to go and take her back. Ukisha masrim boy al tegarish, don't give her yet safiku. Maybe he's never going to make such a neder, or maybe he will be mavatl by going and making such a neder. And lucky in such a case, he would get malchus. But I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have ruach hakodesh. Al masra safik shmasra, says Rabbi Yochanan, I could care less. Your mavatl yasei, nish mavatl yasei. I agree with you. The lav will only be a completed lav if and when he's mavatli asay, so I have asra sofik. That's fine, asra sofik shmo asra, that's enough. I don't have to have a vade asra. Asra sofik is enough. Mash Eikirish Lokir says asra sofik, hoi shmo asra. Says Vayit Rashi, Hilkach, im hoye gomar halav toli bitl asay. If I would hold like Rabbi Yochanan, bitloi veloi bitloi, that the lav is totally depends on the bitl asay, loy hoye loy kalav, there couldn't possibly be malchus, because I don't know if he's ever going to finish off this lav. As soon as you give the get, that's it, boys. We've been over the lav, it's finished. And therefore, the asra is don't give a get. That's not asra sofik, that's a vada. The essence that's going to happen later on, that has nothing to do with the lav. The lav is completed. It's to go and uproot and be metakin to take away the malchus. Like we said before. Anyways, getting back to the Gemara, so the machloik is between whether I should say bitloi v'loi bitloi, or kaimah, kaimah depends on whether you hold asra sofik shmo asra, or lav shmo hasra. And if it is more about the tamayir, the biyuch and ishlokish, we already find them elsewhere having the same machloik as the itmar. What happens if a person makes shmo sh'oichel kikar zehayoyim? I'm going to eat this kikar, this piece of bread, this loaf of bread today. And the day passed, and he didn't eat. And the rabbis and the Edom were giving hasra to the person, make sure you're not going to be over your words. Whatever you say, you got to be Mekayim. Okay, is that hasra a good hasra or not? Both of them say that he was over this liyachal dvoroi. How? By not eating the kikar. However, both agree in loike there's no malchus. Why is there no malchus? Rabbi Yochanan Oymer in loike mishum da'av lav she'ein b'maisa. V'cholav she'ein b'maisa in loike nolav. He didn't do any act. It was his shevi al taisa by sitting on his hands. That's how it was over the lav. V'cholav she'ein b'maisa in loike nolav. Reish lokish Oymer in loike mishum da'av asura safik. Because every time we tell him, eat, 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 he says, I still got time. And therefore I don't know that he's going to be over on the lav. Is asura safik? Well, asura safik loishim asura. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give that reason? Because Asura Safik. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Asura Safik. Shema Asura. If I have to come on to the reason why it was because of Lav Shema Maisa. Rish Lakish, whoever says Asura Safik, Lav Shema Asura. And that's the reason why he doesn't get Malkus. To be continued, Mechem, tomorrow, Rabbi Kai.